Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. All mine, I'm here at last.
The best time, always gonna be the best. Hey, looky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
It's Pat and JT on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. X, whatever. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe.
We're really, I mean, seriously, at this point, you can almost just say we're just everywhere that you like to watch or listen.
Yeah, you like to listen. Yeah, we put ourselves in front of you so you can't miss us.
Exactly. And just so you know, also, before we get to thanking our friends at Centris Federal Credit Union, Google Podcasts is going away April 2nd. So that's just around the corner. And if you listen to your podcasts on Google Podcasts, it's really easy to migrate. They made it super simple. Like it's even on there, when you go on their app, there's a place on there that you can click on it. And it's just like two clicks. And then you, if you have a YouTube account, it's super simple. If you want to use YouTube for getting your podcasts, that's the easiest one to migrate to. You can migrate to other, but the way to do that takes, it's a little more involved because you kind of like have to, like if you follow several podcasts, you want to make sure you're not leaving anybody behind is the reason why they do this. And when they say migrate, all you're doing really is transferring the podcast that you like, you're podcasting those follows over to another platform. You're just migrating those follows to another platform. So you have to figure out where you want to watch some stuff or listen to stuff, but YouTube makes it easy because you can do both on there. And you can listen to YouTube on your phone as well. And they made it so that now when you turn, like you go dark screen, that it doesn't shut off YouTube anymore. So YouTube it used to be if you're watching a video and you just wanted to turn off your phone screen, it would turn off the video. And you're like, I just want to listen to it. I just want it to keep playing.
Yeah, and I don't want to kill my battery.
Exactly. Yeah. So now I think YouTube has fixed that little issue. So now you can do that. They're trying to make it as user-friendly as possible. So anyway, the information is right there on Google. It'll have something on there about migrating to YouTube. And it's like literally two clicks. So if you don't have a YouTube account already, make one first and then you can transfer it over. But just as a reminder, because we do have quite a few people that follow us on Google Podcasts. So I want to make sure that you find us.
And if you don't, if you don't have a YouTube account, for the love of God, why don't you have a YouTube account? Google account?
I mean, seriously, although it is like the messy room in your house where you just like throw everything in and shut the door because you have all these episodes you want to watch, you know, video, how to videos you've watched like 22 seconds of, and now they're forever in your history. And you can go back through and find everything, but it is it's the number two search engine in the world. Right behind. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised it takes over Google someday because everybody goes there to find
everything.
Yeah. And be able to see it and hear it. And you can find some great content there. So anyway, just so you know, that's happening. So and with that, Centris Federal Credit Union, thank you very much for being along for the ride. As we were talking about the other day, that the difference between credit union and bank, credit unions are member owned. They concentrate on their members and really not their stockholders. That's a big difference. Plus, giving back to the community is a priority. And if you're ready to bank with a credit union or you want to find out exactly why that would benefit you or what's in it for me, that's what you want to find out about making the switch to Centris Federal Credit Union. There are plenty of people that would love to talk to you about it and lots of information on their website, federally insured NCUA, equal housing lender.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
Oh my God, it's going to be just a royal week.
Well, they're kind of making it. It could go away if they would just come out and say what's up with Kate. It would just go away, but it's their fault that we're focusing on them.
This is getting out of hand. So yesterday, a report comes out. This is from a BBC presenter who came forward. So when you say that, that's usually a TV talking head. They're called presenters. Kate Middleton, conspiracies are flaming hot as somebody out there who is one of those watchdog groups that they claim that hospital staff tried to access her medical records.
Ooh, that's not good.
Not good. So why? And this is at a private hospital, right? I mean, this is like practically owned by the royals. This is, you know what I mean? You don't just take
the balls,
the princess to any hospital. You have, you kind of have.
Just like the princess just doesn't go to a farmer's market to buy a potato.
Right. Touche. Mm-hmm. So this private hospital where she apparently underwent the abdominal surgery in January is now being examined after the Daily Mirror has reported staff attempted to access her records. So they're still regurgitating this lie about Middleton reportedly being seen out during her shopping spree with Prince William. Bullshit.
So I want to see if anybody can find a picture of her and William out shopping at any other time in the last 5 years. I want to see it, because there's no way in the midst of all this, all of a sudden she decideth to go to a market.
Decideth.
Yeah.
No, there's not. Yes. And it's not her. And there have been no other pictures. That's the other thing, is there's so many people there. And again, we already pointed this out, but nobody like, oh my God, it's Kate and William. You know, everybody just kind of like walked on by.
It's kind of like Sasquatch. Like, you see, it's fuzzy. The pictures are grainy. They're fuzzy. They're from far away. They're in a moving car. It's like you see something. It kind of looks like her, kind of looks like him, but you can't be certain. You don't know. There's boards
of the
mall.
If you wanted to, you can squint a little and make it look like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this video is like. You can squint and you can make it look like her. But when they do the freeze frame and frame by frame,
not her.
Nah. It's not her. It's just not her.
And when are they going to learn that there are sleuths out there? People will find that out, that it's not her, and it makes you look terrible. Just stop. Don't put anything out. Just stop.
They found the cuff of Charlotte's sweater.
I saw that. I mean, come on.
Come on. And then it came out too. Apparently now there were some digital, I don't know, shenanigans going on with the official photo of the queen with all her grandchildren, minus two, the California kids. But they were all together on the couch with the queen. And apparently there were a couple that were placed because they weren't in the room that day, actually. I kind of expected that.
Yeah. I mean, anymore, it's like, of course.
Getting all the kids in one place to sit still, it's like taking pictures of puppies. You know, it's like you want them all to look proper and to be seated and not be fidgeting. So I can kind of understand that. But anyway, all right. So the latest story. Here's the latest that came out. So the Buckingham Palace officials redid the website. And apparently Harry and Meghan have been downgraded. They have been downgraded from 4,000 word individual profiles, which are gone now, and now have been replaced by a single joint section for the Sussexes and a 500 word description. So they took them off, and depending on what platform you're looking at, if you're on mobile, they are right above Prince Andrew, and on desktop, they're right below him. And the end of the line. That's the bottom of the line. There's cousins, there's other royals I've never heard of that are on the website.
There's George Brett, a Kansas City royal. Like, there are so many royals on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. They moved them all the way down to the bottom. Took away the individual descriptions, and now just had this little joint 500 word essay. So and then you get deeper into this. The entry now reads also that they have, quote, stepped back as working royals, and that they aren't expected to return as working royals. Also, let me find this here. Part of her bio is film, TV actress, TIG website. No mention of any family or education, and Deal or No Deal is nowhere to be seen. no mention of suits. It's just strict, generic film, TV actress. That's all they say about her.
I mean, suits is extremely, and this is on the Sussex site.
This is on the royal family, the Buckingham Palace.
Okay,
website.
Got it. Yeah.
Big Kahuna. This is Kahuna. This is the big one. This is the main one.
Big guy.
Yeah. This is where all the royals, where they do, they blow all their horns, all that stuff. Another thing, not a single acknowledgement about any of her, quote, humanitarian work, her feminist role. One person put it this way about the bio. They said they only mention her as a D-list cable actress and blogger.
It's almost embarrassing. I almost feel bad for him. I don't, but I almost do. I almost would.
You want almost, not quite.
Almost.
Let's see. There were some other things that were mentioned in here too. Oh, there was the picture that has drawn another picture. Speaking of the Markles, that's in this this thread by this one particular blogger, and he's got something in here. Just says that another picture of the royals is Prince Archie's christening snap. It was digitally enhanced, despite the photographer's initial denial, and now has been proven to be. And this is the one where they are sitting on the green couch with Kate to Meghan's left and Camilla to Harry's right. And apparently some people were added or enhanced. I don't know that Kate was right there, because they say that Kate, the proportions aren't right. And it looks like if Kate stood up, she would tower over William because she's so big in the chair next to them. It's really funny. And if you get to see it now, you can't unsee it. And then finally, what was the one last thing that they had? Be sure to expect a car park or a date night soon for the Markles. Yeah. Because they're going to need to do something that gets them in the paparazzi.
sitting in a parking lot, eating ice cream, laughing.
They should go to the farmer's market.
Seriously. Been there, done that, though. She was carrying a basket of tulips that one time.
Do you remember when she went with that over, like, it was like a $6,000 bag that she could have probably put her whole body in, and she was carrying it. It didn't have a damn thing in it. Yeah. She was just carrying it. And was she walking the dog? Is she allowed to have dogs?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. I remember the picture. I don't remember if she had a dog.
Cause it was really weird, because she had photographers there, obviously, to catch these random pictures of her. Unstaged photographs of her going through the farmer's market, and she had this ginormous bag, which had nothing in it, but it was expensive. And she was just walking through, and then her walking away from the farmer's market, like when they first moved to Montecito, I think that was part of it. So, yeah, it's crazy. So I don't know. There's nothing new that I can see. I guess royal announcement. I better check it one more time because I haven't checked it.
What would be better? Instead of doing all this, do something like that normal people do, like Beth and I do, and go to Costco multiple times a week and just sit there walking through, buying some $10 pants. Like, nobody would ever think you're staging anything if you went to Costco or Sam's and you bought some sweet pants or something, or a shirt for a dollar.
Right. Or you buy the double pack of the jumbo size ranch dressing.
Right. Like, nobody would make fun of them at all if they just did normal stuff like that and not tried to stick out so much.
Oh, okay. Now they're saying TMZ has reportedly, the video we released of Kate and William was fake.
Oh, they're admitting it.
What? Is there an admission in here somewhere? I wonder. Now I got to dig deeper, because I'm just looking up royal announcement this morning to see what's floating around here. And there's nothing shocking at this point. There was one other thing too. The king yesterday, he couldn't attend a huge function that was held for the veterans, I believe. And I think it was the Korean War veterans. I believe it was, but there were veterans that were going to be there. And he got to meet with a few privately. I don't know how they exactly pulled that off, but then his sister Anne took care of the entire function herself, but she stood in for the entire royal family because nobody else is working right now.
Yeah. I mean, and that's weird.
That's weird.
That the whole, like, they're so fake, and they're so, like, it's almost, they've always been kind of weird, but it's kind of gross. It's like, it just makes you, it's such a put off.
I don't understand why they're not working, that all of, you know, quote unquote working, like hosting a party.
Yeah.
That's working, where they greet everybody at the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say some kind words and let everybody eat the crumpets and drink the tea and mingle. Mm-hmm. But none of them could show up. So Wills wasn't there. Which is weird.
Mm-hmm, that's really weird.
Camilla. I don't know. But Camilla did get a Barbie doll yesterday, too.
Really?
There's a Camilla Barbie doll now. Yeah. Dressed like a little, I don't know what you want to call her, queen with quotes. I don't know. not being hissy or anything, but.
So far, she's the most normal one anymore.
And then the best one that I saw yesterday was a video of a podcast that's out of England, and they're primarily royal watchers.
Yeah.
I suppose that's what everybody does in England, but I'm sure not every podcast in London or in England is about the royals, but this one is primarily, but their whole podcast episode was about the United States infatuation with the royals and, and how crazy it is that it's trending on Twitter in the US, that people are wanting to know where Kate is, that people are following all this so intensely in the United States, where it doesn't make any sense. And then you see all the memes of people who are like, I don't give a crap about the royal family, but if you got tea about what's going on right now with Kate, I'm all in. Yes. I want to know. I want to know.
Yes, I want to know all of it.
So anyway, so that's really... those are the I guess, really the headlines that I saw yesterday when it came to anything about all royals. And everybody else seems to be standing down. Like, there is nothing else going on that's got anybody's attention at this point.
That's not extremely serious, and that's not politically political, whatever. I'm already over that. I know
that's what they should tell them. That's why America is so interested in your royal family, is we're taking a freaking break. Mm-hmm. From the politics over here, because you can't get away from it.
Yeah, you guys are our distraction right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you are.
And speaking of Costco, quickly, we went to Costco and Sam's last night. And
is that allowed?
We have to leave a half hour buffer. You can't go from directly from one to the other. You have to drive around a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. But we had there. Beth and I got in a discussion because I wanted some pants. And I already have a pair of these pants, but they're my favorite pants.
Because we're at Sam's, damn it. I want pants.
It was Sam's. And it's like they're Gap and they're comfortable. They fit me really well. And they were $10. They were on sale with the Death Star for $10. Oh, needless to say, I won and I got my pants. But she's like, but there is no, you can't not buy that for $10.
I know.
You can't not
there's too many things. And that's what Costco and Sam's count on.
Yeah.
Is you can't not buy this.
Yeah.
The price is ridiculous, whatever it is, but especially your pants,
I mean, she bought winter coats that were on set that were on clearance, like in the middle of the winter, which kind of surprised me. And a $60 coat was, I think, $11 or $12. Like, you can't not buy that. If you buy it and donate it to the dog shelter or to the whatever, you have to buy it.
Yeah, you do. You can't walk by those kind of deals and just leave them. It's like being at a garage sale.
Yeah,
it really is. It's insane. And everything's brand new. Mm-hmm. The food's the same way. You can't not buy. I don't have any more room in my freezer,
but you cannot
buy this. You can't not buy this.
No. When like you said, ranch dressing or whatever you said, when Parmesan cheese, two big tubes is the same as one little tube, whatever, on sale with a debt, like, you can't not buy it and then eat more cheese.
And then eat more cheese.
Yeah.
And that is why this podcast is called Eat More Cheese.
Eat more cheese. Perfect. Just in general, eat more cheese.
Very good. So there you go. That's all we got.
Sweet.
Royals and cheese.
Dropping it. Thank you guys for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And we appreciate it.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.